doctor is amazed what a reporter can do with half a brain. 28th of February, 2007, this is Reverend Zimulator for UN News. At Dome, California, doctors are perplexed and overjoyed with the progress Bob Woodrow has made since losing half his brain in Iraq. Woodway was on assignment in Iraq for the International Multimedia Broadcast Entertainment Corporation Limited, IMBECIL, when the Humvee convertible he was traveling in was broadsided by an indefensible explosive device, or IED. According to Woodburn, quote, last March I was cruising towards Al-Mahmoudiya with my buds in the 502nd Infantry Regiment when the vehicle ahead of us triggered a roadside bomb. The lug nuts from one of the vehicles distributed themselves randomly throughout my head. We were forced, unquote. Dr. Laura Wilder, ranking neurosurgeon in charge of Woodruff's treatment, says, quote, we were forced to induce a coma and remove a significant amount of damaged brain tissue. The amount of progress he's made in just about a year is amazing. We're constantly amazed at the resilience of the human brain, unquote. Asked to comment, Woodward was a bit nonplussed. Quote, translated, that means they don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, thanks for removing the 8 pounds of debris that was embedded in my noggin, but as for the rest of it, who needs them? Unquote. Asked when he plans to return to work, Woodside indicated that he has a special project in mind. Quote, I'm going to do a series of in-depth reports on people with similar conditions to mine. This country needs to be made aware of these types of injuries and what can be done to rehabilitate the victims. My first story will concern Paris Hilton, with Britney Spears not far behind. Unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator with Half a Brain for UN News. Thank you for suffering.